Well, it's same old strike demands that we had when we embarked strike sometimes in June, for which we got promises and we thought of considering suspending the strike. The strike was never called off. It was suspended. And following unsuccessful negotiations and meetings and discussions, the association, the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors, eventually concluded that the suspended strike be resumed. And that is the strike that will be commencing on 7th, that Monday this month.
Are you going on strike again or resuming the strike because your demands were not met despite repeated promises?
Yes, they are resuming the suspended strike. It was suspended to allow for more negotiations and discussions and to give the stakeholders appropriate and ample time to address our concerns. Unfortunately, those were not done, so we are resuming the suspended strike.
I remember you told me you suspended the strike because there were a couple of meetings that were scheduled to engage the stakeholders to resolve your concerns. Why did these engagements fail to materialize or to bear fruit?
Unfortunately, all parties have agreed that our demands are legitimate, but for one reason or the other, I will say for the fact that the government has never considered our concerns and the lives of Nigerians that we care for seriously, they have taken our concerns with kid gloves. And so we are at this point having no choice than to resume our suspended strike. And these issues are no issues that are out of the reach of the government. It borders on issues of like provision of the group life insurance and the payment of debt in service benefits to next of kin of our members that have died while on duty. This, I believe, is one demand that the government, if they are sincere and serious, will be able to address without any difficulty. The second issue is the issue of our training. Our program is a time-bound program that requires us to finish in good time. Otherwise, we will be asked to leave the residency training program, and it is time-bound. We have not received funding for the program. We have been clamoring for this since 2017. This is 2023 years of negotiations and meetings to no avail. So these are issues that we believe that in the end, now we may have to just start the indefinite strike and we may not consider any suspension until these demands are met and met to a logical conclusion.
How long do you think this is going to last? Because your group came under a lot of criticism after you launched the strike.
Well, as you know, the strike is an indefinite strike, and it will last as long as the government wants it to last. If they want it to last for a week, fine, that's up to them. They want it to last for a year, that's up to them. For us, it's an indefinite strike, and it will last until our demands are met.
What do you say to your critics who are of the view that you should consider the lives of patients who depend on you for survival, and that embarking on this strike, despite what they described as the political situation in the country, you should put their lives first before engaging in an indefinite strike? How do you respond to that?
It is not of that the responsibility of caring and ensuring that the lives of Nigerians and including the providers of healthcare services lies with the government. The government have chosen at this point and have demonstrated that to a point of no doubt that they don't care anymore for Nigerians, especially those who need healthcare services. So we are only reacting to this unfortunate situation of the government nonchalant attitude towards the health and well-being of Nigerians. We cannot continue to offer care if our own welfare and our own well-being and our own abilities are not considered and catered for. It amounts to motion without movement. So we want all of this addressed once and for all. We can only appeal to our critics to ask the stakeholders, the government, to do the needful so that we can get back to our work.